The case was brought on by One Wisconsin Institute, a liberal organization which claims the state's voter ID law makes it harder for people to vote, particularly young people and minorities. In opening statements, lawyers for the group called that law, along with more than a dozen other election-related laws passed since 2011, embarrassing and a stain on the history of the state. Among those to testify was Anita Johnson, a community organizer at Citizen Action of Wisconsin, a nonprofit that registers people to vote. She says the law is confusing and does prevent some people from voting.
The homeless, your low-income people, people that work two and three jobs a day are not always on top of the changes in the voting laws.
The state's lawyers pointed to high turnout in April's presidential primary, which was the first real test of the voter ID law, as proof that it doesn't keep people from the polls. They said there are no widespread or systemic burdens created by the law, and that One Wisconsin Institute is taking a scattershot approach to bringing it down. Wisconsin's voter ID law has been upheld in state and federal court. This trial could last up to 9 days. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.